are Locked On Cougars. This is your daily podcast focused on all things BYU sports, basketball, football, and everywhere in between. I'm Jay Catch, your host here on this podcast. Proud to be part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks again for joining me on this Wednesday hump day edition of the podcast. I'm going to apologize right up front for my voice, dealing with a little bit of a head cold. So if my voice sounds a little funky today, just bear with me. I appreciate you guys tuning into the show. On today's show, we're talking BYU basketball. They got a big in-state game tonight. The Utah State Aggies make the drive south to the Marriott Center. We'll break down what Craig Smith, the new head coach up there in Logan, has going for him with a 7-1 Aggie team headed to Provo to play in the Marriott Center. We'll break that down, that team down, in the first segment here. The second segment, you're going to hear from Nick Emery, the guard for BYU who returns to action after a 9-game suspension tonight against Utah State. Spoke to the media publicly for the first time yesterday, seated alongside Dave Rose. So we'll play that interview for you. We'll play the comments from him. You'll be able to hear some of his thoughts on returning to play for the Cougars. Also some of Dave Rose's thoughts on getting one of his star guards back playing for him after a long absence, over 18 months since Nick Emery was on the court for the BYU Cougars. So we'll break that down and let you hear that in the second segment. And then finally, in the final segment, we'll catch up on everything else we've missed in the show with quick hits. All right, without further ado, let's get going. I want to remind you, today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sling TV. We'll tell you what Sling's got going on here in a little bit as well. Without further ado, this is Locked On Cougars for December 5th, 2018.
Got those guys, just unbelievable motor that they play with. They're always moving. They're hungry on every possession. We faced a lot of teams that run the things that they're running, but the way they're running it and how they do it and how unselfish they are, how determined they are on the offensive glass. And this is a team that's playing with an awful lot of heart, determination. I'm just really impressed with their team and impressed with their wins.
Coach Craig Smith, his first year at the helm of the Aggies program there in Logan, he's got that team rolling. They're 7-1 as they head to the Marriott Center tonight to take on BYU. Tip-off in that game set for 7 o'clock Mountain Time. Game will be televised live on BYU TV if you're looking to watch it, if you can't make it to the Marriott Center tonight. Should be a fantastic environment. Utah State fans like to make the trip south. There's a lot of them living along the Wasatch Front as well that I'm sure will be in attendance. And it should be a great environment for an in-state battle tonight. Utah State comes into this game 7-1 on the season. And Dave Rhodes, you could tell in those comments, very complimentary of what Craig Smith has done. He's built this team around Sam Merrill, the star guard out of Bountiful, Utah, can do. Merrill currently averaging 31 minutes a game. He's averaging over 20 points a game, 21.3 points per game to be exact. Great player, shooting 51.9% from the field, 90% from the free throw line, and 44% from 3-point. So that's your 50-40-90 guy right there for Sam Merrill. And hats off to Craig Smith for not fixing what wasn't broke. He didn't come in and say, well, we're doing this my way. We're gonna play this system. No, he's fitted around what he has to work with there at Utah State. Sam Merrill is complimented by guys like Dwayne Brown Jr. He's averaging just under 20 points a game, but he's the only other guy that's averaging over 10 points a game at 10.9 points per game. Dwayne Brown, a good player, a good role player. The guy that I'm very excited to see tonight, and the guy that I've seen a fair amount working for the Zone Sports Network in Salt Lake City, Utah, for my day job. We are the flagship station of the Utah State Aggies. And Nemius Quetta is a name you're going to want to pay attention to. He is a freshman big man for the Aggies, listed at 6'11", 225 pounds. He's a native of Barreiro, Portugal, and he was a late signee to this team. He wears number 23 to Utah State late in the recruiting window. He was signed, but he's been a revelation early this season. Dave Rose was very complimentary of what he could do. Here's what Dave Rose had to say about Quetta when I had a chance to ask him about him yesterday during media availability.
He's progressing every game. You know, he's one of those guys that has figured out the few things that he can do right now to stay on the floor and play. He blocks shots. He rolls hard to the basket. I mean, against St. Mary's, it was just kind of a clinic of rolling to the basket, making the catch, and finishing at the rim. He's got great timing to block shots. I think he's doing a great job.
There you go, Dave Rose on Nemias Queta. Good player. As Dave Rose said, he has figured out what he does well, and he doesn't kind of go outside of that. And that's a plan for success with a freshman big man who's a little bit raw. He's averaging 8.6 points per game, 8.8 rebounds, and he's just been a solid player all year long. He's averaging just over 20 minutes a game for the Aggies. He's played all eight games so far this year, and he is going to be a guy that BYU fans are going to want to pay attention to, because when he played St. Mary's with Utah State, they went and played St. Mary's in Las Vegas, and they blew out the Gales 80-63. Well, Queta kind of had his coming out party. He scored 24 points in that game on 9 of 13 shooting in 29 minutes, also grabbed 9 rebounds. In their most recent game against UC Irvine last Saturday, an 89-65 win, he scored 11 points on 5 of 7 shooting, pulled down 19 rebounds in that game. So Nemias Queta going to be a load for BYU's front line to contain him, while they also have to worry about guys like Sam Merrill out there on the edge. Crew Ainge, the son of BYU legend Danny Ainge, brother of Austin Ainge, who also played for the Cougars, suits up for the Aggies now, has been playing a pretty large role for this team as well. Other players to keep an eye on include Diogo Brito, Brock Miller, as well as Quinn Taylor. Quinn Taylor actually led the Aggies in scoring with 21 in that win over UC Irvine last Saturday. So BYU is going to have their hands full tonight. Utah State comes in brimming with confidence. The Cougars, on the other hand, on a three-game losing streak, struggling a bit and need to figure something out. Dave Rose was very emphatic that the work they've put in this week, they feel like they can stop some of the dribble drive penetration that killed them against Weber State. He was emphatic that when his team goes on the road and scores 103 points like they did against Weber State, he feels like his team should win games, and I agree. If you score 103 points in a college basketball game, you should win. The problem is when your guys are literally disinterested, it looked like, in defending at any way, shape, or form, and would rather try and outscore the other team, and Dave Rose acknowledged that. It seemed like to him that his team wanted to outscore the Wildcats versus actually defending them. That's when you give up 113 points and lose a game. What I want to see from BYU tonight is that want to. I talked about it yesterday, or Monday, I believe, on the podcast. The want to defend, to go out there, stick your nose in there, and defend the Aggies like you know you're supposed to be defending them. Don't conserve that energy for the offensive end, because if you get into a shootout with Utah State, they're brimming with confidence right now. Guys like Merrill, Dwayne Brown, Quinn Taylor, Queta, they'll light you up, and it'll be another blowout loss, and this time it'll be on your home court, which is more unforgivable than a road loss like it was against Weber State. So big week ahead for the Cougars. They've got to lock in on defense to slow down the Aggies tonight and also get ready for a rivalry showdown against Utah on Saturday. We'll see how it shakes out tonight. All right, we'll step aside here. We'll come back. We're going to play the comments from Dave Rose and Nick Emery in their entirety from yesterday's press conference. It's the first time that Nick Emery, to my knowledge, has spoken publicly at all regarding anything that had to do with his investigation with the NCAA, his suspension, any of that. It's the first time he's spoken in well over 18 months as he prepares to return to the court for the Cougars after a redshirt year and serving that suspension. So you'll hear from him next right here on Locked On Cougars. Before we go, do need to tell you about today's sponsor on the show, and that is our good friends at Sling TV. When you want to watch all the college sports, football and basketball in particular, and you might be missing some of them, Sling TV is your option. For just $30 a month, you get the ESPN networks, Pac-12 networks, SEC network, and more. You can stream all of those channels live on your big screen and also take it with you with the mobile app that Sling TV offers on your tablet or phone. Sling TV's motto, it gives you the live TV you love, only better. There are no useless channels. You're not paying for a cable bundle that includes 60% of the channels you've never even heard of or even tuned to. You only pick the channels you want to watch. There's no long-term contracts, no hidden fees. You know exactly what you're paying right up front with Sling TV, and you can cancel at any time. Want to check it out? See if it's the right option for you? You can go to sling.com/lockedon. That's sling.com/lockedon and get a 7-day free trial just to see what Sling TV is all about and see if it's the right option for you. Once again, check it out. Sling.com/lockedon. 7-day free trial. Over the top streaming TV is kind of the future of TV in most people's eyes, and this is your chance to get in with it with Sling TV. Check it out once again. Sling.com/lockedon. Welcome back to Locked On Cougars. We are available everywhere fine podcasts are to be found. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and Google Podcasts as well. Thanks for your continued support of the show. Please continue to share this with your family and friends. And if you haven't already, just another plea for you guys to subscribe to the show first off, and then also rate and review it on whichever podcatcher you are listening to this show on. All right, I mentioned before the break, you're going to hear from Nick Emery. He came into the media room yesterday with Dave Rose, sat down with the media. It's his first public comments to the media since all of the hullabaloo went down. His incident with the boosters at BYU, the subsequent NCAA investigation, him serving this 9-game suspension after withdrawing from school and redshirting a year. So here you go. Dave Rose and Nick Emery with Emery's first public comments in over 18 months to the media.
We are excited to have Nick back to play with us. And I think all of you know that it's been, you know, an interesting 18 months or so with Nick and his journey here at BYU. And there was a time when I didn't really know if this day would come where he would actually be able to be back and play with us. So I'm excited for that. I think that what I want to do with Nick today is let you guys have an opportunity to ask him questions about maybe his emotions or maybe the excitement about playing tomorrow, rejoining the team. I would hope that we can, you know, keep this to basketball. I'll be here and answer any questions after Nick's done. But we'll take the next few minutes and let you have an opportunity to talk with Nick and answer questions.
Nick, what does it mean to you that your teammates and your coach and the program stuck with you through this entire thing?
It absolutely means the world. You know, to go through something like that wasn't easy, but you know, we're all in the journey of life. We're all dealing with things. And, you know, Coach Rose is right at the top. You know, he was there from day one and promised me we'd get through this, even though I didn't think we would. And, you know, I'm just grateful for my teammates and my coaches, and especially Coach Rose, for getting me through it.
What are your expectations for yourself tomorrow, regardless of whether you start or come off the bench or whatever happens?
I just hope we play well. You know, we've kind of been a 3-game slump right now, and hopefully I can bring an extra spark. And you know, you just got to stay level-headed and just look at it one game at a time. And you know, I'm definitely grateful to be back with the guys and back with the team, and hopefully we can get this done tomorrow.
Dave, what are your expectations for Nick tomorrow?
Exactly what he said. Just whatever he can do to help our team. We've talked for quite a while about that's as simple as we want to put it, and once we get moving along, we'll see, you know, how it really fits. But right now, he just wants to do whatever he can to help the team, be a good teammate.
We saw you spend some time on the bench with Golden out at Orem while you were away from BYU. What did you kind of learn over the last year and a half about yourself that maybe makes you a better basketball player?
You know what? Just when life outside of basketball is good, then I'm a better basketball player. You know, It was honestly a blessing to work for Golden over at Orem, and just working with the kids and kind of getting a perspective on life that, you know, I didn't have before. And I think that's the main word right there is perspective, you know. And to work with those kids, and it really helped me, and it's even helped me as a teammate as well. But I was grateful for Golden and for bringing me in and for that opportunity.
Nick, probably know you're going to be a target of opposing fan bases around the state and being around that conference. Are you prepared for that? Have you done anything to kind of prepare for that?
You know what? I've made some mistakes in my career, but that doesn't change what we do as a team, you know, and it's going to be fun. You know, I understand that there's going to be heated times and whatever fans or players say, but I know who I am, and I know that I'm here for my teammates, and whatever I can do, even if it takes the pressure off of them, you know, I'm willing to do, so it'll be fun.
You're a kid that is from the state. You grew up here. You know how important these in-state rivalries are. Are you excited to be back, coming back against Utah State and Utah in back-to-back games?
Oh, for sure. You know, growing up, I've always known of the rivalry. I've played in the rivalry, and, you know, these are two good teams, and we can't treat it lightly. You know, we've prepared well these last 2 days, and, you know, we just got to trust in our preparation and, you know, go into that game like it's any other game.
Has practice been any different this early this week, knowing that Nick is going to be available to play?
Well, practice has been a little bit different. I don't know if it's because I know Nick's going to play. There's a lot of energy. Our captain's called a players-only meeting, and in that meeting, I think the players really made some commitments to each other about how we're going to play and the purpose that we're going to have on the offensive end and on the defensive end, and hopefully we make strides towards that. It's not going to all just magically, you know, occur all at once, but I trust the guys and the effort that they're going to make to make this happen for us.
Nick, what type of perspective about this team has it given you? Because certainly you've been able to practice and things like that, but in terms of like being able to watch this team during games, what kind of perspective have you gained about this team?
You know, this team, we all fight. We are all tough dudes that just want to win, you know, and if anybody's hard on us, it's ourselves, and we always want to get better, and you know, there's ups and downs in a season, and we're grateful we got those downs out, and we've learned from them, and we'll progress here on out, and you know, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys. We're all really good friends, really good teammate. But it'll be interesting how we respond this week.
Anything else for Nick?
I think a lot of people would look at you as being an offensive addition for this team. What can you offer on the defensive side in particular in your mind?
Coach?
Well, we need some real help on the defensive end, especially after the other night. So he's a really good on-ball defender and is good in our system. But he'll need time, you know. He'll need time to be able to get out there. And things are a little bit different right now than when he played last, you know, 2 years ago. So, but he's been practicing and had a great attitude. And I know the guys are excited to have him back.
Nick, how do you feel things are different since you last played? It's been 18 months.
You know what? I just in life in general, I think things are different, you know. And my perspective of life has changed. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunities I have to be back here at BYU, you know. And it's just about perspective, you know. I'm grateful to wear a BYU jersey again and that number 4 jersey, and especially be out here and with Coach, who's given me a second chance, and with my teammates who have believed in me every step of the way. And, no, I'm grateful for sure.
There you go, Dave Rose and Nick Emery, his first comments in 18 months. And you can tell he's been humbled by the response of his teammates. They're welcoming him back. You can tell that Dave Rose played a big role in keeping him with the program, getting him through some of the tough times there. Not easy to go 18 months in public scrutiny and have your life dissected every which way, but here's hoping that Nick Emery can make good on all of the investment put into him with the BYU basketball program, Dave Rose in particular, and he can benefit this program. You heard Dave Rose. I asked the question I wanted to hear from Nick about his defense, and he kind of deferred to Rose. And Rose says he's a good on-ball defender, and hopefully that helps BYU tonight, because I've said the defensive end of the court is where BYU needs to improve the most right now. The shooting, okay, that's something that needs to be fixed, and maybe Emery can help that. But defense has got to be number one. You can't give up 113. 14 points in a game. That's just not acceptable. So hats off to Nick Emery for sticking it out. Here's hoping that everything goes well for him going forward, and that he's able to make an impact on this team. He hasn't played in quite a while, and you heard Dave Rose said, hey, we're gonna have to give him some time to get back into this system and play, and I agree with him, but here's the thing. BYU fans, they're frustrated with this basketball team right now, and they are going to have a lot of expectations of this young man, and hopefully in some small way he can live up to them at least early on here as he kind of builds back up to playing basketball, because he hasn't played competitively. He's probably played in city leagues maybe, or run with his teammates and whatnot, but he has not played in a competitive game in over 18 months, and we'll see how it goes tonight against Utah State. Once again, 7 o'clock Mountain Time at the Marriott Center. Get your tickets. Go to BYUtickets.com, or you can watch the game on BYU TV. We'll step aside here, come back with the final segment of the show, catch up on everything else we have missed on today's show, including some news about the BYU women's volleyball team as they get ready to host the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 rounds here in Provo this weekend. That's all coming up next, right here on Locked On Cougars. Right, as we close out today's edition of Locked On Cougars, more awards keep rolling in for the number 4 BYU women's volleyball team. They'll be hosting the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 in the Provo Regional this Friday and Saturday at the Smiths Fieldhouse. Should be some raucous crowds this weekend. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go to BYUtickets.com. You should go out and watch this women's volleyball team. But they dominated the AVCA Pacific South All-Region teams yesterday, the AVCA South Region Award. Senior outside hitter Roni Jones-Perry was named the region's player of the year. Freshman middle blocker Heather Knighting was named freshman of the year, and Heather Olmstead was named coach of the year. They're also Jones-Perry and Knighting were also joined on the Pacific South All-Region team by Lindy Haddock-Epich, Mary Lake, McKenna Miller, and Kennedy Eschenberg, earning honorable mentions. So honorable mention honors. So awesome to see the women's volleyball team continue to roll them in. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of All-Americans. I would guess that Roni Jones-Perry is up for National Player of the Year. In my opinion, she's likely to be an All-American. Heather Knighting also. But this team continuing to roll on. Heather Olmstead has built an absolute dynasty. I remember when I was growing up, Elaine Michaelis had built something very special with BYU women's volleyball, and they have gotten back to that status. A perennial contender, a solid program, puts out great players each and every year, and it's a fun product to watch. I don't know how many of you are volleyball fans. I don't know the ins and outs of volleyball, but I do love watching it. It's constant action, and that's a fun thing about it. So go out and watch the women's volleyball team, Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 this weekend in Provo. If they advance, they will be headed to the national championships, the Final Four in Minnesota next weekend. Excited to see what the women's volleyball team can do, and hopefully they keep rolling and make it to the national finals. It'd be fun to see them. I know that the men's volleyball team has gotten into the national championship a few times in the last 4 or 5 years, has not been able to seal the deal. Hopefully the women's volleyball team can go out there and bring home a national championship. It would be a nice way to send off one of the better teams I have ever seen play at BYU. One final note for you before we go is I do want to let you know that BYU recruiting, I talk some football, we got to fit some football into today's show, but BYU has been visiting with Logan Sagapolu, one of the best offensive linemen in the Western United States, right in BYU's backyard, in essence, playing up there in Lehigh, Utah at Sky Ridge High School. He had his in-home visit with BYU offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes and Ryan Pugh recently, and this is going to be a big-time chase for BYU. It sounds like Oregon is in the lead to sign Sagapolu, but if BYU was able to sign this young man, it'd be a big win on the recruiting trail for this staff coming off a 6-6 year looking to build going forward. it'd be good to see BYU make a run late in the process here and pick up a big-time offensive line prospect like Logan Sagapolu. Well, of course, we'll keep you updated on all of the recruiting news going forward as we get ready for National Signing Day, the early signing period coming up on December 19th. We'll have it all covered for you as we roll forward. We'll do some shows here in the coming days that will focus on guys that are, in terms of the recruiting, what BYU's doing out on the recruiting trail, which guys may flip, all that stuff. We'll do our best to keep it all covered for you. So there you go. That is today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sling TV. 7-day free trial by going to sling.com/lockedon. You guys should check it out. Also, once again, thanks for dealing with my voice. It hasn't been the strongest. Hopefully it held up throughout this show for you. And I will do my best to get over it so that way it doesn't affect it going forward. But it's the joys of parenthood. I've got two young children, and pretty much anything they catch, I can take all the cold remedies I want. And for whatever reason, I still catch it. So hopefully my voice holds up over the next couple of days, and we'll be back with you recapping a BYU-Utah State basketball game tomorrow, getting you ready for BYU-Utah and basketball up at the Vivint Smart Home Arena this weekend as well. And, of course, we'll have all the BYU football news and everything else going on with the BYU Athletic Department covered for you from top to bottom right here on Locked On Cougars. Have a great day.